News of Projects.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I asked Fred whether it was lawful to give a sales report on the Sabbath. He assured me it was, but just to be sure, we'll call this a sermonette. I'll give a brief bit of background. The genesis of my relationship with Mr. Coulter, believe it or not, was 40 years ago. I graduated from Ambassador College in Big Sandy, Texas in 1968 and was a ministerial assistant out in Detroit, Michigan for a man many of you will remember, Art Mocaro. And I moved back here to Pasadena in 1971 and was assigned for a summer to be Mr. Coulter's ministerial assistant. And in addition to that, I ended up living on Wigmore Drive in one of those freeway homes right around the corner from he and Dolores and the kids. So that was how this relationship over 40 years, and then I stayed in California. He was pretty much in California. We were both this fellowship, so we have that in common, and as a badge of honor. And I was in a business producing language courses, so we would advertise these in a lot of different publications. And about 15 years ago, I was also very good friends, as was Mr. Coulter, with Dr. Ernest Martin. So I started advertising some of Dr. Martin's books, including the one on the original Bible Restored in Biblical Archaeology Review magazine, along with some of his other books. And for several years, those books of Dr. Martin's, even though he was a completely unknown author, sold very well. And I was also involved with Dr. Tabor in the original Bible Project, the original one that still is only made it up to the book of Exodus. We have one now that's completed and finished in about a third of the time. So anyway, I was familiar with all of the background and all of the information on this. So when we were producing language courses, I had been using a printer named Don Genowitz, who lived down in Orange County, and he had moved a lot of his business to the Orient. And I learned for the first time a couple of years ago that Mr. Coulter was producing this Bible, and I told him that probably this printer would be happy to give a bid on it. So that was another part of piece of the puzzle that I was involved with. So anyway, the Bible got to the printer, got delivered, and didn't think much more about it. And because of our language business, we have an inbound toll-free number. So one of the members, Phil Neal, in your, I believe it's Mississippi Church, put together an ad, and they, independently of anything I was doing, put it in the Washington Post, but the phone was directed to my number to handle the taking the orders and process the credit cards. And when I first saw the ad, it just looked kind of plain, so I didn't think much about it. But the phone started ringing, and nobody, because I've been doing advertising for 15 years, I was really amazed that, you know, it wasn't anything visual, but the integrity and the sincerity of the copy and the message in the ad really, really connected with a lot of people. And the Washington Times is not a religious newspaper. It's a conservative newspaper. So it looked pretty good. So I called up to Hollister and I said, look, you guys need to get this ad in Biblical Archaeology Review right away, because I think you've got a really, you know, hot item on your hands here. So it got put, Fred put it in Biblical Archaeology Review, which goes to almost 200,000 paid subscribers, and the phone started ringing, and then I could see that it was, you know, really, really a viable intellectual property from a sales viewpoint. So now we have the ad, and if you go to the newsstand, it's in the Saturday Evening Post, it's in the Christian Science Monitor, Human Events, almost by the fall will be 15 or 20 publications. So we're in, a lot of you probably watch the History Channel, okay, they have a magazine. It pulls just as well in the History Channel magazine as it does in a super religious magazine like Charisma. So it shows that this Bible and the way it's presented has a really broad appeal outside of just what we would call a religious demographic. It really has a connection to the guy on the street and people that are just interested in religious topics. So anyway, it's working. So I'm happy to report that the others will be coming, the other 12,000 will be coming, because it's completely sold out. So when people call now, I tell them, I'm sorry, it's sold out. You have to wait 6 weeks. They say, oh, that's fine. And some of them say, boy, that's really good news that it's sold out, because they're happy that the Bible's selling well. So anyway, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any. But yes, sir.
On the old leather, it's not going to say handcraft names.
No. They'll say leather. I think you came up with the term leatherette, which sounds real good. Oh, the other thing I was going to mention, 3 weeks ago we exhibited, I have a couple other products in that line, but we exhibited the Bible at it used to be called the Christian Booksellers Association, and now it's called International Christian Retailers for some reason. But anyway, we lined up one of the two or three major distributors, to get this Bible out in the bookstores, called Destiny Image. And they distribute books for some of the top television evangelists, some of the top names in the country. T.D. Jakes, you've probably seen him on TV, preaching away. And another, Morris Monroe, who sells almost sometimes 500,000 books a year. And they carry no Bibles, so they were very excited to have Mr. Colter's Bible in their product line. Okay. Anything else you can think of I should add?
Maybe some of the other publications.
Oh, okay. We're in.
Comments
from
people that have called back.
Oh, yeah. This is interesting. When you're selling something direct mail, it's kind of an impulse buy sometimes for the people who buy them. And so you'll have a return rate. Like 10% will send it back. With our language courses, I think maybe 5% said, you know, I'm never going to go through this, so send it back. And on the Bible, we get a return rate of maybe 1% or 2%, which is very, very small. But quite a few people call back and order two or three more for gifts, or for gift to their preacher, or as anniversary presents. And so we for a mail order item, we literally have a negative return rate. It's because more people end up buying more. For every 100 people that order, we might sell 105 or 110 Bibles. And just this last week, we got an order from a lady in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her name's Betty Thompson, and she has a Bible study group, and she ordered 29 Bibles. So that's our biggest order to date. So, again, it's just kind of taking root, and it's just starting to get out there, so there will probably be a lot more to add in future sermonette sales reports, I hope. In the original ad in Biblical Archaeology Review was $89.95, and now it's up to, I think, $96.50 is the suggested retail price, plus, you know, plus shipping. And we got an order the other day from a preacher in Nigeria. Had seen the thing in Charisma magazine. He ordered one, two more to the Philippines. So, five or six each to Australia and England and Scotland. Yes?
I just was curious, this Betty Thompson that you mentioned in Milwaukee. I have a lot of friends that live in Wisconsin.
Yeah?
And is she connected with the Church of God?
These people have no WCG connection. They're just strictly independent. They've seen it at a trade show. Had one lady...
There's a small group in Milwaukee. There's like 35 people or something like that.
Really?
They're part of the Church of God.
You know, I'll ask her, because you know.
Well, the name rang a bell.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they call it.
It could be
Independent Church of God or something.
Oh, it's two funny things, because we advertise in Christian Science Monitor. A lot of people in the what's the lady's name that started the Christian Science movement? That wrote the book Science. Yes, exactly. So one of our first orders from the Christian Science Monitor was a lady, I think she's in her 80s, and she called back two or three times saying how much she liked it. But when she first saw the ad, she knew exactly what it was about. And she said, you know, I've been looking for years to find a Bible the way it was before the Catholics started fiddling around with it. So there's a lot of people out there who understand what's gone on with the Bible. And the other thing funny about the Christian Science Monitor, in the ad, it says S&H, $9, which shipping and handling. Almost every ad, they shorten S&H to shipping and handling. Well, if you're in the Christian Science movement, S&H stands for science and health. And so some of the Christian scientists that have ordered the Bible, they said, be sure and put on, we'll also buy that $9 book on science and health. and I have to explain to them, no, that's shipping and handling. I hadn't told you that yet. So, anyway.
I was just wondering about the total. How many Bibles have you put out so far?
The first print run of 7,000 is completely sold out. And about 4,000 of those went to the church, and the other 3,000 are out in the pipeline through the ads we've done. Because I've got a stack of maybe 20 left at the office, and you've probably got maybe a couple, three cases is all left up in Hollister. He's out. So it's a sellout. Yes.
How many books are going to be printed on the second run?
I think a total of 12,000. 12,000, yeah. So anyway, and it's an exciting project to do. So happy to continue my 40-year legacy with the Coulter family. Yes.
Do you have any statistics regarding Amazon.com?
No, a few people have, told me they've looked at it on Amazon, but I've not even taken the time to go there. I'm not sure. I've never myself put anything on Amazon, so I'm not sure how that system works or what kind of a discount you could get it there for.
Tell me about reorders. People calling back.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, quite a few people will call back and buy two or three more for gifts or for... A lot of them say, I want my minister to see this. So they'll buy one. A couple ladies have called. She said, I gave mine to my minister. I need another one. So, as controversial, not just for Sabbath keeping, but as some of the material is, because every Bible or commentary obviously reflects the background and some of the beliefs of the editors in chief or the people that put it together. And considering there's, non-Trinitarian teaching in there, Sabbath teaching, things that the average churchgoer wouldn't be familiar with or might even resent, there's been very, very, almost no negative complaints or people calling, say, I didn't know this Bible taught there wasn't a Trinity, or I didn't know this Bible said you should keep the Sabbath. We've had none of that, and I've been surprised at that, too. So anyway... We have a bestseller on our hands.
Now, the reason we're getting the vinyl edition is because back at one of the conventions, that was the one in Denver you were at, Bob?
Yes. It used to be called Christian Booksellers, and it's now the International Christian Retailer Show.
Okay.
All the big bikes.
Yeah, he mentioned it. But you see, the problem is that all the Bible sales are channeled through another way, and even though they have many, many stores and sell a lot of religious material, they do not have any Bibles to sell. So they're very anxious for this. And with the vinyl cover, the cost comes down considerably from the lambskin, because there has to be an allowance of money in the price that will go to republishing and a small profit back to the church with republishing cost, and then some for Bob for brokering it, and then they have to have a huge discount, say between 50% and 60%, isn't that it, Bob, from the sale price? So we're going to get together and finalize the price on what we're going to have for the vinyl cover. But I think Bob is right in his first impression from what he's sold. that when you feel that vinyl, it feels just like high-class leather. Really is good. Okay. The other thing that we've been working on, and Cindy has been working for, 2-3 weeks now, to get a logo for Church at Home. Because we're all ready, the studio's ready to go now, and we want to start Church at Home. And been trying to figure out what kind of opening we could get which would really be effective for Church at Home. So Harry's friend, Randy, who Harry recommended, he does video and audio production. So I sent him down the music that we have introduction for every sermon, and he has worked up a fantastic introduction. Now, it's only, 20 seconds long, Randy? 15 seconds long. Okay. If you would, I'd like you to come forward. Tell us a little bit about what you do. Tell us what you think needs to be to reach brand new people for Church at Home. Okay? And as we know, that's going to be the last resort of where there are churches. So, Randy, why don't you come forward and tell us about that? And then after he's done, you'll see his work on the screen here. Come on. Randy Vild.
Greetings, brethren. Happy Sabbath to all. As you know, we live in the 21st century, and mankind is impatient. And we know that with the internet, everything's faster. People, like I said, don't have patience. And so when you first approach mankind, I don't know if it was like it was in Noah's time, but you don't have much time. And if you want to create interest, you have to really capture their interest very quickly. So I was talking to Fred Coulter about this, that if we want to hit the masses or get people interested, things have to be very quick. And so he approached me with an opening. So he wanted something to do with the third heaven coming down through the galaxies all the way to planet Earth and then wham into a home. So this is a video that we did. If you could put up, please, the menu. If you just put in the DVD. It shouldn't. If you eject it, actually. There we go. And that's a certain logo that we are working on. And, of course, there's different ideas. Here's another logo, if someone could see this, of a home. So it's all up in the air. We're just working on ideas right now. But, again, something quick, and then you would have a program right after that, correct?
Okay, redo it. Turn off the lights and redo it again.
Okay. Welcome to Church at Home, or something like that. So it's in the process of trying to be creative, and I'm honored to have this opportunity to help in any way with God's work and for the gospel, to preach it in any way. And again, God is the maker. He's the designer of everything. So as long as the opening prayer says, we do His will, that's what matters.
How do you like that? Looks good. Now, Randy's going to advise us on what kind of camera we need. We've got a nice background coming, so what I want to do for the feast is we'll see if we can finalize the introduction, and I think we're pretty close to it. Oh, and remind me to give you the music for the outtake. so we can have some kind of outtake when we're done. And then I want to have one ready, at least one, that we'll send to all the feast sites, DVD, for the first half-hour program, Why Church at Home. I think everybody will be very happy about that. I have up front, we'll just leave them up here, you can look at it. We don't know whether we like the house and the hands, because you don't know what God's hands look like, and the Catholics use a lot of hands, so maybe we need a house without hands. But I like that house better than the others. But Randy is so fast, he showed me what he does. How do you like this? Bam, there it is. And he's got two screens. He knows how to do all of this digitally, and he says, oh, your voice needs a little changing. Here, listen to this. So, you know, he does a little amplification and modification of my voice and said, that sounds better. So, and I'm sitting there. And I tapped him on the shoulder and said, I have Microsoft Word 1997. And I do word processing. So I'm thrilled that you're able to do this for us, and hope that you can help us in other areas too, because, you know, we need to reach out to the world, and this will be one way to really do it. I want to work up, so keep this in mind, I want to work up a 10-minute ad to put on YouTube when we open up. So that will be very interesting and very exciting, what we could do with these things. We could also show, you know, some other things that Randy's got a lot of ideas, so he's going to put it together, and we'll go from there. So, and I appreciate you sending them up to Jonathan, my son, and he showed my wife, and she's very excited about it too. So we're thankful for you doing it, and thank Harry for introducing us to you, and so forth. Now, one other announcement. Now, we have a bi-weekly video Sabbath, and we've been meeting here, but we found another place which will be better for the smaller group that meets on the bi-weekly, and I just might mention what we want to do with the camera that we now have, the video camera. We want to take that up to Fairfield, which is when you hear me talk about north-south. Fairfield is north. Hollister is south. And we want to have the camera up there, up north, so that we'll just plug it in and do just a straight shot of services, and we can send it to the fellowship groups so they can have the Sabbath services on DVD the next Sabbath. So that's what we want to do with that. You showed me a nice camera you had, so we'll have to talk about that and see if that's something we can do. But we have about 400 videos, of which most of them are not on DVDs, so we're in the process of converting those to DVDs. We have 1,700 sermons. We have extended series on Hebrews, Romans, Galatians, extended series all the way through the Gospel of John, verse-by-verse study. 26 tapes that we did originally on the verse-by-verse, 26 sub-sermons to go with it. Then we have also, we've done 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, entitled Paul's Inspirational Epistles. So all of those we're going to get converted to CDs and put those on the website, the cbcg.org website, and to expand that out. And Randy's going to help us bring it up with some artistic things, and so we can hold people's interest in it. But right now we have about 450,000 a year coming to the website. So that's a pretty good number. And they stay between 8 and 10 minutes, which shows that they have a sustained interest. Okay. So here, if you would, Rick, if you would pass them out to both sides. This tells you where we're going to meet, and it's starting when? 2 weeks from today, Harry?
Yes.
Okay. God's Bible Pathway for Children, we are in the last stages of getting it ready to send to the printer. It'll be a 106-page book. Turned out real nice, and all of you saw the cover that we have from that Cindy worked up. Excellent. We appreciate that. Oh, we have The Day Jesus to Christ Died on Amazon.com Kindle. So Albert's got his Kindle reader here, and he's going to download it from Amazon.com. We have the sale price, $8.95. We hope to have the Bible there. We're also going to be on Sony Reader for the PDF reader. So we'll have all these things. You have your Kindle reader here? Yeah, if you want to know what it looks like, there it is. How many have Kindle readers? Kindle reader is an electronic reader. You can put in digitally formed books. Yeah, can we pass it around?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll turn it on. So I have the Facebook version here.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll get the new one.
Okay. Oh, and we're finalizing everything to have the second edition of the Bible all digitized so you can have it on a disc. And Harry's going to talk to me about some things there. So when we get the digital version on CD, we'll send it out to everybody on the mailing list. No cost. Oh, and one other thing. Bob told me about a place called, he told me there is a company called Technicolor Corporation, and they will manufacture CDs for 17 cents. So we're going to give them a try and see how it is. That's half of what we pay right now. Okay. We also need to have another printing of The Harmony of the Gospels hard copy. We have enough soft, but Bob wants to also run that in the sales as a follow-up, or maybe put in a flyer in the mail out of the Bible for it, which would be very good. And that, by the way, is in its third edition, so this will be the second printing of the third edition for the hardback. Okay, is that everything? I think that about covers everything. Okay. Now, so getting all these things in place and doing what God wants us to do to preach the truth and get it out to people and to reach beyond the Church of God syndrome. And we are getting people writing in. We have quite a few series too that we do. We have them transcripts. We have the audio message and the transcript. And Susie Roberts is currently doing the one on why God hates religion. And we actually have three transcribers right now. And we're trying to get all the back sermons transcribed. So when a person goes online and they see a sermon that they want to hear, they can download the sermon. They can also download the transcript. And we have one book called God's Plan for Mankind Revealed by His Sabbath and Holy Days. And that is a book. It's about this thick, 300 and some pages, pretty close to 400 pages. And it's 38 transcriptions of sermons. So we send the book. There's a little introduction in the book. Then we send the book and four CDs that go right along with it. So a person can put in the CD, read along with the transcript, or they can just read the transcript. They can listen to the CD in their car or whatever. And it goes through everything, right through the Sabbath and Passover and on into unleavened bread and Pentecost and Trumpets, Atonement, and the Last Great Day. So we're getting quite a few things coming up and moving out, which are going to be very helpful and beneficial. One other thing Bob didn't mention, but the distributor that is most interested in the Bible is also interested in occult holidays and God's holy days, and Bob says that they already have two titles that they distribute concerning the holy days, so they're comfortable with that. So this is really a tremendous thing that will be very helpful in getting the word out. Plus, what it will do is this, brethren. It will return the funds back to the church, so when we republish, we're not having to rely on tithes and offerings from the brethren, but we can use the tithes and offerings to reach out and do other things in addition to it. But when they receive the Bible, they've got the whole gospel. And let me tell you just one thing about this Bible. This Bible is designed to help people recover from world's Christianity. That's why we have the Appendices. That's why we have Rome's Challenge to the Protestants. That's why we have in the front the commentaries. How come there was never a Bible ever published in its original order? A World Magazine, kind of a right-wing magazine. One of the board of directors is the president of a religious college in Florida, and he says you can't possibly know the right order of the books. And so we sent to Bob chapter 1 of the commentary, which tells everybody knows about the right order of the books. But nobody's produced a Bible with it. Okay. Well, just about time for a break, so let's take a little break, and then we will continue on, and I will do number 3 in the youth series. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.